I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
So women in their 20s, unless they're single mothers, they're usually a lot more easygoing. They don't complain as much. Now, when they kind of hit 25 and then closer to 30, that's where things change. But till then, usually they're the fun ones. They're the ones that men would prefer to date. And what happens is they don't even realize it, but what happens is men are starting to go out with the younger version of her instead of her. And she doesn't quite get it because in a woman's mind, she always stays young. It takes a lot for reality to hit that a woman's getting older.
That makes no fucking sense!
Reasons why men are single, still single, after the age of 30. Listen, if he is still single after 30, there is a freaking reason. Probably not because he's just picky. For one, he wants a girlfriend. He does. He wants a girlfriend.
Somebody done told you wrong.
She's trying to equate men being over 30 on a dating market and women being over 30 on a dating market. The game just begun for men at 30. He finally got his money up, learned how to dress, learned how to talk with some confidence. Or he's a guy who's been running through walls since he was 15 and he know you just ain't worth it. And that's why he's not in a relationship. Or he's been in 3 or 4 relationships by 30 and realized that women aren't worth it. And he's back on the dating market looking for a rare good woman because that is very rare.
He wants a girlfriend, but he does not want to put in any of the effort to do so. Or God forbid he needs to delete the roster.
Exactly. What do I always say, boys? When women get on the internet and talk about men, they're only talking about the top 5% men. 95% of men can't have a roster. They don't pull enough zip to have a roster. Let's just say 90%. And no, Chad and Tyrone don't want a girlfriend. It's not worth it. He can get all the benefits of a woman with none of the downsides. That's why he don't want to put in the effort or commit or do X, Y, and Z, because he don't have to put in any effort.
Number 2, which is a giant piss off, he thinks therapy is for the weak, but his communication is absolute fish.
Duh! Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
His communication is poop because he has a roster. He don't need to communicate with you. He got other stuff to do. He has a full life, and he got 10 other pros to tend to. It's not that he don't know how to communicate. You're just fifth string.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Like, sir, if anyone needs therapy, it's you. Number 3, he's chasing 22-year-olds. Or 20-year-olds. Or 21-year-olds.
And so what?
Yeah, men like youth and beauty. You pissed away your youth and beauty by chasing Chads. And don't try to shame now. When you were 20, 21, 22, you were dating hot 30-year-olds with nice cars. So shut the fuck up. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, is it?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
So if this guy's so terrible, why are you wasting time making TikToks about him? Like, why even talk about him? Why even think about him? If he's so damaged and need therapy and he's chasing 20-year-olds, like, why worry about him?
I don't know why I did it, you know.
Baby girl, he is the problem. But not least, he almost dated someone amazing. Now, he either fucked it up, fucked her over, or just wasn't ready at the time.
You think you're that amazing one that got away? No, hon. Just another broad.
She's wearing so much makeup. Now, when I first saw this, I thought she was 30, but now looking at her, maybe she's older. It could just be the makeup, because usually when women wear makeup, it's really hard to tell their age. Now, a little bit beside the point, but basically what she just said, we could probably reverse everything, and it would be more of her situation, because it's typically the women that have the rosters. Men are lucky to get even one date a week. And it's typically the women that go to therapy, not so much the men.
I know a lot of men who need to be on medication or talk to somebody for sure. They're not handling life well. They're clearly bitter. They're mad all the time. They're always having emotional outbursts. They don't seem well at all. I'm not going to deny that. But it's not because he needs to learn how to be a better communicator for women or commit to women. No, 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 no. He just don't like you, broad. He just don't like you. Let's talk about, most guys would be lucky if they get one date a week. Most guys would be lucky to get a couple of dates a year. That's the reality for the bottom 80% of men. They'd be lucky to get 2 dates a year. And that's why men accept so much bad behavior from women, because they're just happy to be there, happy to have a woman give them attention.
And if you were to get a guy who's perfect for you on every level and you knew with 0% chance of him cheating on you, there you go, she just said it.
Yeah. The difference is too between men and women when they're single is men will go and work on their careers. They'll make money. They'll live their life. Basically move on. Women, what do? They're on TikTok making makeup videos and trash-talking men. Now, who's really taking the L here as a single person? Last I checked, men have much more of an incentive to trash-talk women than women have to trash-talk men. But they don't. They move on. It's the women on here trash-talking men.
It ain't right!
But what probably happened in this case was she was after somebody, and she noticed that this guy, instead of going for her, went for somebody younger. And the moment that happens, when a woman realizes that she's getting older and men are going for the younger woman, they get bitter.
Most in the future is to be bitter, no matter what. Even the woman who settled down at 20 and got married and had 3 kids and she's with a great guy, she's going to get bitter. She's going to get tired of running around with those 3 kids. If not that, she's going to get mad that she's getting wrinkles now. She's going to wonder, what if I would have chose a different path in life?
So you can definitely see that the bitterness is starting to set in on this one. Maybe the guy does want a girlfriend at 30, but he doesn't want to wish it on, so he'll go for younger. And that's the one thing a lot of these women just don't understand. They would probably have even if they're 30, I think they would have a better chance if they just were nicer, maybe to start.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
I mean, at 30, they're still trying to make sense of it, right? But at 40, they're basically demanding that men approach them again as if they're 20-year-olds. Unfortunately, I hate to break it to the ladies, but we do age. Our youth is very short. So it's probably good to have some other assets, you know? Other than just Botox and makeup. But it gets worse. Let's see this next woman.
Why I will not date at 50.
I don't give a f-.
One, she doesn't have the courage to kill herself. And two, people don't want to start problems and just throw her out of a room because she's, you know, useless to society. So that's the only reason why they kind of just linger around for the next 30, 40 years. Like, they really just linger. Like, nobody really wants them. Nobody really cares about them, you know, unless they're, you know, just get horny for a little bit. And then as soon as the horniness is gone, the woman's off there just lingering around. She just lingers, you know, looking for any spare attention.
It's simple. Men forgot how to be gentlemen. And to be fair, women forgot how to be ladies.
Ma'am, it's been over for a long time. It's been over for at least 2 decades. And who knows, maybe you got damaged in your early 20s. It might have been 25 years. It might be 25 years since you had a chance, a real chance. I'm sure your fate to failure was sealed many, 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 many moons ago.
Y'all know what the f*** I talk about when I say these things.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.